This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has brought. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is a $400 a week additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the United States. Well, authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration coming up on Wednesday. With less than a week before the inauguration day, federal authorities are on high alert. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed some 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on the inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence said the ability of law enforcement agencies to protect dozens and dozens of events in Washington in the past gives great encouragement to us and to any American that will be looking on. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake erupted in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island Friday, killing at least seven people and injuring hundreds. The country's disaster mitigation agency said, as panicked residents fled to safer areas, buildings were seen damaged. The quake was felt strongly for about 7 seconds, but did not trigger a tsunami warning. Vote counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. Voters had turned out in force Thursday, which pitted longtime leader Yoweri Museveni against the popular singer and lawmaker Bobi Wine, who is channeling the anger of many young Ugandans who say the former guerrilla leader Museveni, now 76, is out of touch, failing to tackle unemployment, corruption, and the surging public debt. Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, calls Wine an upstart backed by foreign governments and says his administration guarantees stability and progress, including much-needed hydropower dams and roads. The results of the election are expected in 2 days. A World Health Organization team of experts investigating the origins of the coronavirus are in Wuhan, China. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing said the delay was a misunderstanding. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. Washington has long accused Beijing a lack of transparency and hiding the extent of the initial outbreak. Well, the head of the World Food Program appealed to the Trump administration Thursday to reverse its decision designating a Yemeni rebel group as a terrorist entity, saying millions would slide into famine in the war-torn country as a result because food imports would shrink. The World Food Program chief, an American who was nominated to his UN post by President Trump, said the designation is literally going to be a death sentence to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent people in Yemen. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional news on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.